Flanagan at the Barber's by Steve Porter, Edison Records.
This is the wind blow through. This is the wind blow through. The little bunker whistles are meeting.
Say, Flanagan, why don't you get Jay?
Well, I'll tell you, Professor. Listen, I went in the barber shop one day. The barber says to me, "Do you want a haircut?" "I want more than a haircut," says I. "I want them all cut." "It'll cost you 50 cents," says the barber. "How's that?" says I. "Your sign says first-class haircut, 25 cents. "I know," says the barber, "but you haven't got first-class hair." "Now, don't get funny," says I. "Tell me, what'll you take to cut my hair?" "I'll take a lawnmower," says the barber. "That'll do you," says I. "I know I look funny with all this hair, but you wouldn't know me if you saw it off." "All right," says the barber, "I'll saw it off." He cut it with the scissors, but a saw would have done a better job. He says to me, "How will you have it cut?" "In silence," says I. While he was cutting it, he says, "Say, your hair needed cutting in the worst way." "By golly," says I, "that's the way you're cutting it." Just then a young fella came in. He had a couple of pin feathers on his chin and a bit of fuzz on his upper lip. He says to the barber,
"How long will it be before I can get shaved?"
The barber says, "Well, from what I can see on your face now, I should say in about 8 years. I want you to understand," says the kid,
"that I have a little hair on me lip."
"Oh, I can see it now," says the barber. "But you'd better wait till you get another one. Then come in and I'll shave off the two of them." When he got through cutting me hair, he says, "Will you take off your collar to be shaved?" "What for?" says I. "It has no hair on it." Well, I let him shave me, and when he was getting through, he says, "Will you have anything on your face when I finish?" "I hope so," says I. "I'll be satisfied if I have me nose left." Well, I don't have to go to the barber's anymore, for I left me mug there. All right, Professor, you're next. Last Sunday morning, I wanted a shave, and I started to find a good place. Ho-ho! I asked Pat O'Rafferty where he got shaved. Says he, "Right up here on the face."